Hello, this is the 12 Visions Party officers again. And last time we talked about clubhouses. And, well, we're going to continue talking about clubhouses this time. And specifically, TVP in your clubhouse. Now, this time around, we have Tom Carey, Steve Fagan, Bill Hunsicker, and Larry Wirt. And I believe we have on the sidelines Lauren Taylor, so he may speak up too. So, Tom, last time we talked about clubhouses and TVP, you know, bringing TVP into your clubhouses, and there's still a lot of questions going around because Mark Hamilton at one point in time said that we're not supposed to talk about TVP in the clubhouses, TVP and the NeoThink Society, and your clubhouses are different entities, so you need to keep those separate. What has changed since then?
Thank you, Michael, and a great deal has changed. One of the very first things that changed happened in July at the summit in Chicago. The TVP was officially started. So the TVP is now in place, and we've been working very, very diligently and very with great intensity to get the TVP underway. So our presence here today as National Committee officers is a result of that. That's another step that Mark took to get the TVP up and running. And now we're in a position where the 12 Visions Party is an actual registered business, if you will, with the government. So we are an official a political party. And that's the first thing that really made the difference in it. That's why now it's very, very important that we start getting the 12 Visions Party and talking about the 12 Visions Party back into the clubhouse. And as my buddy Larry Wirt always says, that this is the grassroots operations for the 12 Visions Party. This is where it does have to start. So we really need to get things up and running again and not worry about not talking about it, but worry about talking about it and getting information out to our clubhouse members, finding people who are interested in seeing what the 12 Visions Party is about and how we're going to do what we need to do and get it going.
And yeah, thanks, Tom. And just another question. And when you say talking about TVP, that doesn't mean talking about politics as usual, right?
That's very true. The one thing we all have to understand is that the 12 Visions Party is not your father's political party. And it's way different from what it's what a political party has ever been. The agenda of this particular political party is so very different. And as you become more informed, I guess is the easiest way to say it, about the 12 Visions Party, you will find more and more what it is that the 12 Visions Party is all about, how the 12 Visions Party will change what's happening in the political arena and resolve the problems that have been created in that arena, because this was not the way the government was originally set up.
Excellent. Yeah, and I just want to add a comment to what you said there, Tom, and that was perfect. You know, I do want to give the people who run clubhouses just a fair warning. Do not talk about the negative things that are going on in the political, you know, realm from a day-to-day basis and your clubhouse meetings, because you're going to turn people off. However, as Tom said, you do want to talk about TVP, because TVP is a big part of the whole purpose of having the NeoThink Society. So with that, Tom, we had prepared some very important questions that people who run clubhouses probably want answered. So, Tom, I'll let you go ahead and take off.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. We want to discuss a few things that are very important for the clubhouses. And the first question that came to mind was, how important is it to talk about the 12 Visions Party in our clubhouses?
Well, Tom, this is Steve Fagan. And to answer your question with a very emphatic yes, it's very important. It's time to get the awareness out, to get the information out, to be, get the stimulation going. It is time to understand in each state as well nationally as to what our goals are and what our, you know, the growth is of the party and what people need to be doing to help build the party forward. It should be part of an agenda item. It should be discussed right from starting with reading the prime law at the clubhouse to discussing the different processes. And what you just said earlier, where you discussed the concept about really understanding it's not the political parties we've all been used to. It's about the movement. It's about changing a system that really there's breakage, and we need to be changing that and moving forward from that area. So it is crucial that every clubhouse meeting incorporates a TVP agenda item and that it is addressed. And there should be discussion, by the way. It's very important, not just give information, but have discussion on it. Have an open dialogue. Get the questions out. Answer the questions. Communicate. So it is important, and it should be organized and prepared, but it needs to be done immediately, starting right now today. Every clubhouse meeting should have a 12 Visions Party agenda item and move forward with it.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. And that kind of answered another thing that was kind of in the back of my mind is about how to actually reinitiate talking about the TVP in the clubhouse. And the obvious answer is get it into that agenda. That's how we do everything in the clubhouse. Get it in the agenda, start talking about it, start discussing it. But that brings up another question. Go figure that, huh? As a matter of fact, it brings up a series of questions that I was thinking of, and I just want to ask them, because if we're going to talk about this again, we all need to know what we should say, but we kind of need to know what we shouldn't say, and we need to know how to say it, and maybe how much we should say.
Well, this is Larry Word. I'd like to answer that question and follow up what Tom has said and what Steve Fagan has said, and that is you need to have the 12 Visions Party as part of your agenda in the clubhouse. And as Steve pointed out, you can start that agenda just by having someone read the prime law. Very important. You could follow that up with, just passing along information, and that could be from the national level, the regional level, and even on your state level if such activity is currently taking place. Another thing is you can announce the different calls that are taking place during the week, the Sunday night call, Wednesday night call, and the Saturday night call, and we'll hear more information about that a little later on. And another thing you could focus on, and bring this back to the prime literature, and actually in book one, which is a great way to do it, because many people at your clubhouse may not be as far along with the literature. Some may have the literature for many years, other may just have opened their book and just read the five must-know expressions. So that's where you can take the TVP back to actually being involved with a mentality shift. And it's right now our current political structure is based on the bicameral mentality. People are looking for external authorities. And the TVP is basically going to take the shift of the neo-think mentality. So as people in your clubhouses, and this is the first step to neo-think, is once they realize that they are their own authority, the current political structure of external authorities is not going to make a lot of sense. So this is a simple way to get people to think about how they can become a part of the 12 Visions Party. And that simple step is to become their own authority, because that is the first step to neo-think.
Okay. Thank you, Larry. And hearing you say that, it brings another question to mind. A while back, Mark told us, okay, everybody has to have a TVP coordinator on their A-team. And then that slowly just kind of dissipated and kind of disappeared, and there was no more emphasis on it. There was no more talking about it. But if we're going to do what you just said to do, then I'm hearing that we still need a TVP coordinator. And if we do, what are the responsibilities of that person?
Hi, Tom. This is Bill Hunziker, and I'd like to answer that question. To me, the TVP coordinator has two main responsibilities. The first and foremost is to provide information about the TVP to the A-teams and to the clubhouses. And the second responsibility is to be involved in the grassroots effort to organize and operate the TVP within the state. And those are really the only responsibilities a TVP coordinator has. Someone who wants to do that doesn't necessarily have to have an essence as far as, you know, being part of the political process, just has to have an essence of wanting to bring about the 12 Visions Party and wanting to bring the information to all the people within the clubhouses.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Bill. And again, with that information, it brings to mind a couple more questions that I'm kind of concerned about. Because we've established quite a bit now. Now we know that why we have to bring the TVP back in. Now we know how we're going to do it, because we're going to have a TVP coordinator that's once again going to become active. So how does this coordinator gather the information necessary to successfully get the TVP back into the clubhouses?
You know, Tom, this is Michael Dilworth, and that's a very, very important thing. The TVP coordinator has to be connected, and the best way to do that is to, of course, keep listening to these update recordings and these training recordings that we're doing. This is one of them, by the way. And you always find those on the 12 Visions Party National Committee website. And another place to go and check out is check out the 12visionsworld.com. That's all spelled out, 12visionsworld.com. You'll find there's a link on the 12 Visions Party National Committee website, which is tvpnc.org, by the way. And the 12 Visions World website is a place where you go and find things to talk about, more or less. There's a lot of archives from the Sunday 12 Visions Party Education and Integrations conference call on that website. So 12visionsworld.com is a great place to go for things to talk about, being plugged in. Now, I mentioned the Sunday call, the 12 Visions Party Education and Integrations conference call. That's every Sunday night, and you can get plugged in with that by joining the NeoThink News mailing list, and you'll get that link emailed to you every week. And there's also a place on the 12visionsworld.com website where the links to those Sunday recordings are, and you can find more information about listening to those conference calls and participating in those calls. And another place to stay plugged in is every Wednesday on the NeoThink Society has a weekly call for the NeoThink Society. And there'll be regular updates monthly. Very, very intense, very action-packed 12 Visions Party updates monthly on that Wednesday call. However, from time to time, there'll be important updates weekly. But there will be a monthly 12 Visions Party update call, and those are on Wednesday nights during the regular NeoThink update calls.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. And just one other question came to mind with that. If I wanted to find what the national platform said, which site would I go to for that?
That's a very good question. The national platform is actually on 12visionsworld.com.
Okay. All right. I just thought we should point that out, because there's a lot of things that are in that platform that really tells us what we need to know about the 12 Visions Party and where it's headed.
Yes, Tom, that's very important. If you have not done so yet, you really should read that national platform. It's just been updated by Mark Hamilton. It's fresh, it's new, and there's a lot of important information in there. So if you're going to be a TVP coordinator, you should really have that television's party platform ready, and you should be reading it often. I know I read it often.
Can you get to the website and actually print that off?
Yes, there is actually a download link on there. You can download the PDF file, and that's where you can print that off.
Excellent. Thank you, Michael. All right, so we're really getting somewhere here. Now we know why, we know how, we know where to get the information. So the next question is about getting people signed up for the TVP. And I'm wondering, where's the first step? What do we do? Where do we start with it? Do we start talking about it in the clubhouses and pressuring people to become a member? I mean, where do we start? What if there's nobody else in the whole state that's a TVP member? Now what do you do?
Well, the first thing you do is you contact National, and you can do that through the 12 Visions Party National Committee website. And really the very first thing you want to do is go on that website and download the 12 Visions Party contract. And there's instructions there with the contract. Just fill that out and send it in, and you are a national member. And you know, as soon as you do that, you'll be in the loop, and you'll get directions.
Okay. All right, so you're saying the best thing to do is actually become a national member first.
Yeah, if you're really wanting to get involved, if you're really wanting to establish yourself as a visionary, yeah, you want to sign that contract. I mean, that's a beautiful, perfect statement saying, hey, I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Now, let me see. Because now that we've established that, that means that, I know what I was going to ask. What if you don't know if there's anybody else in the state that's part of the TVP? How do you find that out?
Well, that's another good question. You should be getting on the TVPNC.org website again and seeking out your coordinator. Now, maybe there is no coordinator for your state. So what you do is just go up to the next level. You find your regional coordinator. Well, maybe your regional coordinator didn't work out. Well, go ahead and contact your national coordinator. And that person should help you out, should be able to help you out. Now, there's other means. There's actually a new forum, a discussion forum, and, you know, it's a really good place for information. And that discussion forum is, again, on the National Committee website, which is tvpnc.org. And on that forum, you're gonna find people that are seeking other people. And if not, well, maybe you are the only person. And that's actually right now the case for a couple people in those not so populated states. And what you do is you just try, if you're one of those people, you just try and stay plugged in. Do your best. You know, you can't do everything on your own. You can't build a party on your own. So just try and stay plugged in, you know, stay in contact with your coordinator, and you'll be on the right track.
Okay. So keep in contact with the coordinator if you have one, with the national committee, if not, but also get on those calls and keep tuned in. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely right.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to clarify that. Okay. Now that we have a lot of that information, I'm curious about one thing. Mark Hamilton spoke of a paradigm shift, a tipping point that we have to reach within the country in order to make the TVP successful. And he talked about this both in the prime literature and on our level of training. Well, how does that apply to this?
Well, this is Larry Word again, and I'd like to answer this question. And this goes back to the beginning of why it's so important to be talking about the TVP in the clubhouses. And the paradigm shift that Mark writes about goes back to that mentality shift, being in the neo-think mentality. And just by realizing that you are your own authority, and as your clubhouse members make that discovery, that is that shift. And that doesn't mean that all your clubhouse members need to be integrated thinkers as far as, you know, people outside of the society. Once they're exposed to the different visions of the 12 Visions Party. Once they start attending clubhouses and, like I said, become start to take the step into the new think mentality, that is that paradigm shift and a tipping point. And that's why it's so important to at least be mentioning the TVP in your clubhouse. You're planting seeds.
Okay. Thank you, Larry. That's a great help. So now we've learned a lot more yet. Now the next question I have is, when it comes to meeting, we all know we're going to be introducing the 12 Visions Party back into our clubhouses. But should we hold meetings for just the TVP?
This is Bill Hunsiger again. The 12 Visions Party is you know, another part of the super puzzle, but it is a part that, you know, that has to be worked on kind of away from the clubhouses. That way the information from the state 12 Visions Party, you know, can come to the clubhouses from the group of people that are organizing and working on the 12 Visions Party in that state. It's not a totally separate thing. All of these pieces interlock together.
Okay.
But you have to focus on one thing at a time, and therefore you should have a meeting just to focus on the 12 Visions Party.
Okay. So we not only need to talk about it in our clubhouse, we do need to have special meetings that are set up just for the people who are really interested and willing to get the TVP underway.
That is correct. And if at all possible, these meetings, well, for the best possible result, these meetings should be face-to-face. But if that's not possible, then, of course, conference calls would work just as almost as well as meeting face-to-face.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Does anyone else have anything they want to add to that?
This is Steve Fagan. I'd just like to add to what Bill has said and reinforce what Bill has said. It is imperative to start communicating within your state. It's important that you find out who's in your state, and through teleconferences, that's exactly right. You don't always have to meet face-to-face. There are other ways to do it. And teleconferences is a great way to get going, get started. So I would recommend strongly, you know, work with your states. There's ways to connect to us through national to get a hold of information about people in your state. We'll be glad to help you. But just realize you're not alone. You have us at national. We can see what we can do to help define people in your state. We need to just hear from you. We need to know you're out there and that you're looking for help from us. So, Michael, you had brought it up earlier, but could one more time, how somebody would want to connect with us, could you just give again that website so we have a clarification that you don't need to be alone, you just need to reach out to us, and we'll help you.
Yes, Steve. The best way for somebody to reach out to us is to get on the 12 Visions Party National Committee website, which is tvpnc.org. And really the best place to go on that website would be the forum. And there's a link right at the top for the forum. You go on that forum and you find the appropriate place to reach out. There's many discussions in the forum. Just find the right one and you'll find what you need there.
And we're there to help you. And no one's out there alone. And we're all in the same process together. We're doing it together. So reach out, and we'll definitely make sure you've got some help.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Michael. One other thing that I'm kind of curious about. We've been talking about having a special meeting for the TVP, talking about it in the clubhouses. Well, how does all of this lead up to creating the TVP in a state? How does that help?
Well, this is Bill Hunsiger again, and one thing it does is it overcomes the resistance by dispelling the illusions of what the TVP is, so that people understand the purpose of the TVP and therefore, you know, want to become involved in achieving that purpose, and that they understand that the TVP is not just a political party. In fact, it's anyone who's in politics would look at the TVP and say, you know, that's not a political party.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyone else?
Yeah, this is Larry Wirt, and I'd just like to just go a little further there. This can help create the state TVP party by, as you build your clubhouses, more members come in. And as you're talking about the TVP in your clubhouse, that gives people that are new to the clubhouse an opportunity to say, hey, this is something maybe I can help with. So it can help actually create the state TVP party. A couple people in the clubhouse may get together, or when you find someone in your clubhouse that is interested in it, you can find out if there's other clubhouses that have people right there. They can create the party in the state. And it also, you can use this technique to build the state party. If you already have a couple people that have the state TVP party established and moving forward, this is a way to, you know, have other people join that effort. And it all goes back to talking about it, planting seeds in the clubhouse. If you're not talking about it, how are people supposed to know, you know, what is happening and how they can help?
Okay. Thank you, Larry.
And Tom, this is Steve Fagan. I want to just add one other area. The one beautiful thing about the clubhouse is you've got an energy level going on. You've got like-minded people together in a room, very energized, very excited about moving forward. They've got the NeoThink mentality. And this is a great forum for you to really get the message out there about the 12 Visions Party. And you're going to get the energy level. And as Mark Hamilton talks, we're still looking at stimulating as well as the education. And we want to get people really, you know, excited. And to be in a group setting and being able to address it and give information, et cetera, just reinforces that mental power of just wanting to move forward. So it's the best forum for this type of information is in the clubhouse.
Okay. Thank you, Stephen. It sounds to me, from what you've all stated, is that as we build more clubhouses and expand the NeoThink Society across our states and ultimately the United States, we are going to be building the 12 Visions Party with it and make the unity that we talked of before in previous meetings. This is going to blend the two of them and integrate them in the proper proportion so that the 12 Visions Party can become what it's supposed to be and do what it's supposed to do. So I just wanted to add that. that really concludes our question part. And Michael, I'm going to ask you for a little leniency here. I'd like to read a little bit of something that I wrote for the meeting this past week about the 12 Visions Party. I think it's important that we understand and help people understand what the 12 Visions Party really is. So would that be okay?
Of course. Of course.
Okay. All right. Because the 12 Visions Party, as we mentioned before, is not your regular political party. It's not the political party that your grandfather and great-grandfather was a part of. And what we can't allow is anyone to make it just another power-driven, self-serving political party. We have to be very careful with that. But the 12 Visions Party is a value-creating business that will change the face of the world, and it will end this illogical reign of the political chaos forever. The 12 Visions Party is that part of the NeoThink Society that will set the stage to the 12 Visions world and to the civilization of the universe, which is the business-driven paradigm of the world of tomorrow. The 12 Visions Party will bring the prime law to America and then the world. The 12 Visions Party will end the value-destroying reign of the FDA and other government branches that presently control the public and diminish our personal capacity to live happily by creating values. The 12 Visions Party is the instrument that will take our present debilitating political system and recreate it into the protection-only government it was meant to be by our founding fathers. The 12 Visions Party will eliminate the national debt by selling off the assets of the government. The 12 Visions Party will take the branches of our government created by the politicians to control life and turn them into value-creating companies full of jobs with life, jobs of the civilization of the universe. This is what the 12 Visions Party is. This is what the 12 Visions Party will do and ultimately stop the madness and illusions of our political past.
Thank you, Tom. And everybody, I think that wraps it up for this time around for TVP and your clubhouse. Now, there will be more to come. You'll hear a lot more about TVP and your clubhouse in the near future, as well as other important items for training and updates. And with that, I want to thank all of the TVP National Committee officers today, and I want to thank everybody for listening in and building this 12 Visions world that we're all here to do. Thank you all.